الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. ڈیئر اسٹوڈنٹس، پریویس لیکچر میں ہم نے ایک سلائڈ اپلوڈ کیا تھا. دا سلائڈ واز انٹروڈکشن ٹو کوڈ آف کرمینل پروسیجر 1898. جسٹ ٹو اسٹڈی دا ہسٹوریکل بیک گراؤنڈ، it is said that no uniform law of procedure existed previous to 1882. No uniform and proper law existed at the time, so separate acts to guide the criminal courts in the erstwhile province and presidency town. These different acts were given status in different courts to deal the criminal cases. These acts were replaced by the General Criminal Procedure Code 1861. In 1861, all those acts which were operative in criminal courts were amended and replaced by the General Criminal Procedure Code 1861. The same procedure code of 1861 was again replaced by the Act 10 of 1872. So it is just the parent act. We can say the parent acts or those separate acts which has been brought into code in 1861. After that, the same 1861's procedure code was replaced by the Act 10 of 1872. Then a uniform law for subcontinent came in 1882, which was the uniform law and which was prevailing in all courts and was operative in all criminal courts to discuss and deal the matters. Again, the same 1882's act was supplemented by the new code of 1898, which is in our hand. This code formed the basis of present criminal procedure code, which is called the Code of Criminal Procedure 1898. The Code of Criminal Procedure underwent drastic changes by the legislature in 1923. There were again different amendments. The Amendment Act 12 and 17 of 1928. Again, there were drastic amendments in the Act. So, one of the most important amendment in the Act of in the Code of 1898 was Qisas and Diyat Ordinance 1990. So the purpose of Qisas and Diyat Ordinance 1990 was to bring certain provisions of the code of procedure in conformity with the injunctions of Islam as laid down in the Holy Quran and Sunnah. So Criminal Law Amendment Act 1990, Ordinance 4 of 1990, commonly known as Qisas and Diyat Ordinance, was enforced. White Notification Number F22/90PP dated 15/8/1990. While amending and bringing the Qisas and Diyat Ordinance, Section 345 of the Code of Criminal Procedure was amended. Section 402 was added, and Column 6 of the Second Schedule relating to offences falling under Section 302, 307, 309, 326, 329, and 336 Pakistan Penal Code, making these offences compoundable, substituted, were added in that. After that, a large number of amendments were made in the 2001. So that is called the Ordinance 37 of 2001. Again, a large number of amendments were made in the 1898 code as well. Then coming to the net, Gazette Specify Act 1 of 2005 was also added in that. The Gazette Act 1 of 2005. In that, we have inserted Section 156A, 156B regarding investigation of offences under Section 295C, Pakistan Penal Code. Then coming towards the Protection of Women Act 2006, the year 2006 has also seen the code to have suffered amendment, so as to insert Section 203A, 203B and 203C has to provide a procedure regarding complaint in case of zina, gazaf and fornication. Schedule 2 has likewise been amended by Protection of Women Act 6 of 2006. So these were some amendments which has been brought in the code of 1898, which is called the Qisas and the Ordinance 1990. Large number, so in 2020 an ordinance has been passed, amendments were made in it, and the Gazette Specify Act of 2005 as well the Protection of Women Act 2006 were brought in that. Let's come towards the object of the code. Fair trial is compulsory. The first object is a fair trial, which accord the principles of national justice. That shall come in conformity in the resemblance of the principles of national justice. Fair trial is compulsory. So the main object of the code of criminal procedure is a fair trial. Curable irregularities. So it shall cure, it shall bring stain up the irregularities which has been committed in any criminal cases. So code of criminal procedure is a sort of code which bring the irregularities into regular procedure. Nullity in the eyes of law. So whatever things are null and void in the eyes of law, so it shall point out that the things which are null and void in the light of code is again the object of the code of criminal procedure to nullify and to declare it null and void, which the code says. Again, coming to that mechanism to foster cause of justice. So, code of criminal procedure, like all other procedural law, provides mechanism to foster the cause of justice and not to hamper the same. Stringent and interpretation would not in any way advance the cause of justice, more particularly when the case of applicant is not prejudiced and he will get full and fair chance to defend himself. One must not lose sight of the fact that code of law are not to sit silent spectators. If public prosecutor for any reason fails to neglect to discharge his or duties, the court as guardian of law are required to act in furtherance to the cause of justice. Then scheme of the court is simple. The entire scheme of the court is to streamline and facilitate the smooth running of system of criminal justice. Again, coming to the next word, an adjective law. It is a procedural. Adjective mean a procedural law. So the code of criminal procedure is a procedural law. It is an adjective law which tells the procedure. Safeguard against breach of fundamental rights. Whenever any fundamental right is breached, if there is a violation of the fundamental rights, so the code of criminal procedure provides safeguard against all those breach and negligence of the fundamental rights. And not a central law. It does mean that the code of criminal procedure is not a central law. So it depends on different provinces. Here is a provincial autonomy exists so that any province can make changes, can make amendments in it as per the requirements. So it is not a central law. So the central has nothing to do with all the provinces. All the four provinces, if they bring any amendment in it, so it is a central law. Code of Criminal Procedure, coming to the conclusion of that, Code of Criminal Procedure 1898 is the final code after drastic amendments in the General Principle of Criminal Procedure 1861. It has the objective of natural justice, fair trial to cure irregularities, etc. So, dear students, the main purpose of the historical background is that, so if you want to study more about that, so you can download the Qisas and Diyat Ordinance 1990, in which I told you all those amendments in Code of Criminal Procedure. So the amendments are simple, and that those amendments are 345 of the code, and section 402 was added in that. So again, we can say large number of amendments has been made in 2006 ordinance. So you can also download that as well. Gazette Specify Act of 2005, you can also download that. And Protection of Women Act 2006, in which section 203A, 203B, 203C has been added in that code. So this is a short historical background of the code. So the final code of procedure law is is the Code of Criminal Procedure 1898. Hope that, but you can also consult the book of Code of Criminal Procedure that is written by M. Mahmood. So all the complete commentary is given in that. So the short speech of this lecture is that, so you can study the historical background of that. I have also downloaded the slide in LMS, so you can consult that. So for any query, please kindly write it down, so I will answer inshallah in further lectures. Thank you.